Hare Krishna. What begins as titillation ends as tribulation. We all have a tendency to titillate ourselves with some pleasures. Maybe titillate our taste buds with some food, even if it is not very healthy for us. Just see certain things which we know are devotionally or ethically improper. But when we titillate such things, we think that it's a small thing, it's just a little pleasure, it's not going to cause any problem. However, what begins as titillation often ends as tribulation. Because when the desire comes, the desire doesn't stay small. The pleasure that comes, the pleasure doesn't stay small. Because that little pleasure that we get by titillating our senses, that doesn't satisfy us. In fact, that triggers us. That makes us feel, I want more, I deserve more, I must get more. Who can stop me from getting more? And then the desire becomes so powerful, so stormy, that it just overpowers us completely. Krishna gives an example from nature to illustrate this. Indriyanam hi charatam, yanmano anuvidhiyate tadasya harati pragyam, vayurnavam imambhasi. In 2.67 in the Bhagavad Gita he says, Indriyanam hi charatam, the senses are wandering here and there. Yanmano anuvidhiyate, on whichever of the wandering senses the mind focuses. That means the senses see here, there, oh, that looks pleasurable, I want it. And it starts zeroing in on that. Yan mano anuvidhiyate tadasya harati pragyam, and that can destroy the intelligence, steal away the intelligence. And the example is given, vayur navamivambhasi, just like a boat, if it gets caught by a stormy wind, then if there is a strong wave which is propelled by a stormy wind, the boat over there just becomes helplessly swept away by the wind and the wave. So similarly, you know, when we are not cautious, when we are thinking, I'll get a little titillation, little pleasure, what are we doing? We are putting ourselves in a storm's way. So behind that little pleasure is actually stormy trouble. Because the desire is not going to stay small, the desire is going to grow. And when we understand that, this titillation is going to lead to tribulation. After that, we may end up doing things which we repent. Why did I do that? That may ruin our relationships, that may ruin our integrity, that may destroy our reputation, that may destroy our spiritual prospects. So small indulgences can cost us prohibitively heavy. By recognizing that the titillation can end in tribulation, we can exhibit adequate caution. And the best way to exhibit caution is through absorption. If we are absorbed in Krishna, trying to connect with Him by remembrance and service, then we get an inner satisfaction, and that inner satisfaction frees us from the need for titillation and thus saves us from tribulation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.